Well, I mean, you're only got so many chances. That's what you try to do is... No. That group was very excited in there. Turn on the Rams game!
That is Tony La Russa, the St. Louis Cardinals skipper last night. I think he was a little excited. Like we all were. I was watching the Fox Sports Midwest post game, and boom, there it is. By the way, from Florida, this just happened. I was like, you got to be kidding me. I mean, that's honestly my reaction, Jeremy. You got to be kidding me what is happening to this Cardinal team right now. And we're going to bring on Mike Claiborne, very well-respected member of the St. Louis Cardinal broadcast team and KMOX. Mike, I'm going to ask you, what is happening right now?
I have no idea. I will tell you this. I had one hand on the rope for the flagpole to raise a white flag about 3 weeks ago.
Right.
And it just seems like things are kind of falling into place where here's the best example. Friday night, you got a ball game where you're going to beat Philadelphia, and then they hit a fly ball in the corner, routine ball. Corey Patterson should make the catch. It hits him in the heel of the glove. He falls down, and the tying run scores. So now I said, we're done as fried chicken. So they come back and win that game, of all things. And then you just kind of feel like, well, while we're here, we might as well have a good time. And, you know, things didn't go well the next night. And then after that, you know, you win on Sunday with Chris Carpenter. And then last night, Tony, with a very interesting lineup, deals with Roy Halladay. And they win that one. So there's still a lot of work to be done. Trust me. You're going to have to continue to stay lucky, but you better be good along the way. And, you know, it's just been an interesting run. I'm not giddy yet, but we did make plans for Houston and Philadelphia today.
Ooh. Just in case, right? Just in case you have to make that travel party.
And my vacation is now on hold.
I was going to say, poor Mike gets pushed back. How about Kyle Loesch last night?
I called him Big Game Kyle yesterday on the radio, and he came through,
that's
Mike.
First time that's ever been said about him, by the way. Big Game. Because when the going gets tough, there have been some times where it hasn't gone well for him. But he came out and he pitched to Jim, and he kept his ball club in it. You know, we were throwing this around yesterday. Okay, the playoffs started tomorrow, and the Cardinals are in it, and you only need three for the first round. Who are the three?
Well, and Carpenter's supposed to pitch the last game now, right? La Russa mixed that around to where Carpenter...
Yeah.
So that almost takes him, obviously, out of the equation. But
he get a couple of days of rest there.
Well, you know, okay, if you pitch the last game and it means something, then that's on Wednesday, right?
Yeah, right, that's correct. That's
okay,
correct.
So you got Thursday, Friday, playoff start on Saturday. So you get Carpenter back in St. Louis for game three.
Exactly.
A well-rested Chris Carpenter, I might add.
So would you go, I mean, we're getting way up ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, we are.
It'd probably be Jaime. Would you go Edwin Jackson with that number two?
I think Jackson is warranted an opportunity to pitch.
I agree.
And, Mike, I think...
Now, I will warn everybody, when he does, you're going to have to bring a lunch or do something because he takes a little longer to get it done, but... Man, he's been terrific down the stretch.
And all the starting pitchers really have been great, and that's the key. We're seeing this team back to where it was in April. The starting rotation has just been phenomenal. 12-2 since August 25th or something like that, Mike?
Yeah, 13-2 now. And, Jeremy, you're right. And I think the key is, man, they're getting to the seventh inning. Westbrook was traditionally known to barely get out of the fifth, as was Loesch. Garcia didn't know what the sixth inning was like. And Carpenter was the only guy that was going deep in the ball game. So now you're getting guys that are stretching it out. You're not taxing your bullpen. You're getting some runs along the way. Defense has been better, although we've had a couple of flubs here recently. But overall, it's been fun to watch.
Mike Claiborne, he's a St. Louis Cardinal broadcaster, KMOX broadcaster as well. Mike, you have been around the primetime game a long time during your career. What is going on with Atlanta right now? What are they feeling? I mean, they're still 2.5 games up. That's a big cushion with only 9 or 10 games remaining. But, I mean, Chipper Jones loses a ground ball in the lights somehow.
Yeah, well, I mean, see, that's where it starts. You got to take into account they don't have a lot of leadership on this team as far as experience. I mean, Chipper's the guy, and Chipper was never in a hunt. And, you know, he's a pretty laid-back dude, and I'm not sure if he's the guy that's going to lead the charge. You've got a pitching staff that has no real experience. A lot of these guys are putting some extra innings on their arms that they haven't done before when they really count. And your bullpen, you got a rookie. He's blown 8 saves now. And I think he's got at least one more in him somewhere along the way. So I think youth and inexperience, I mean, you know, you've got guys on the bench in Pendleton and Roger McDowell and guys like that that have been in it, but they can't hit or pitch. So I think it's a situation. And you got your manager. I love Freddie Garcia. I think Rodriguez, rather. Or Gonzalez, one of them. Yeah, I'll pick one and it'll work. But I, you know, he's never done this before.
That is a great point. Now,
you know, and there's a little bit of an arc to it. You know, I think Tony did it last night. I think Tony kind of threw a curveball at everybody by running Descalzo and Gerald Laird and guys like that out there. You know, you think you're going to run the A team out there, but, you know, you look at those guys, you know, he wants them to get a taste of it because it's only going to be more challenging. So there's nobody on that ball club in St. Louis that has the yips right now because, you know, Tony's found a way to get guys a lot of playing time during the year, whether it's injury or just the fact that he just wants to give a guy a look and get him ready.
And he sent Yadi Molina home yesterday, right? He wasn't even at the ballpark.
Yeah. He wanted Yadi to just – because, you know, there are no more off days.
Okay.
So, Yadi, you're going to get 8 in a row or 9 in a row here. So get ready. Fortunately, the weather isn't, you know, trying, so he'll be okay. But Yachty's going to get a bulk of the playing time. You know, that's what they used to do in the old days when they had a pitcher that was going to pitch a big game back home. They'd send him back home the night before.
Right.
You know, and I thought it was a heads-up move, especially when you got Tony Cruz there.
Mm-hmm.
So you got a competent backup if something goes wrong with Laird. So they're okay.
Talking with Mike Claiborne, St. Louis Cardinals and KMOX broadcaster. And, Mike, so we got, what do we have, 9 games left now?
9 to go.
9 games left. The Braves have 8. What has to? How many do the Cardinals have to take? I mean, because you can't count on the Braves
losing. Realistically, I think they got to go 7-2.
Okay.
I'd like for them to go 9-0, but that's a little unrealistic. Or 6-3. The challenge you run into, and I really think 7-2 is more realistic as far as what they have to have. The challenge is the Braves aren't going to continue to spit the bit. They're going to find a way to win a game or two down the stretch. And you just got to make sure the night they win, you win. You know, you can't lose when they win. You know, and that just puts more pressure on you. But, you know, this Braves bunch is not going to go away. Okay, they're big leaguers. But I think the key here is they got to go into Philadelphia and deal with Charlie Manuel's bunch right before the playoffs start. So he's going to get those guys tuned up. And one thing you got to give Florida credit for, they're pros, man. And nobody wants to be known as a doormat. You don't think that Houston crowd's going to be ready for the Cardinals when they go in there looking to win? Or
yes.
You don't think the Cubs are going to come in here this weekend and think they can break up some furniture if they can? I mean, this is one of those things where your manager stands on top of the soapbox in the clubhouse and gives a pep talk. Who wants to be a pro? Because only pros are going to want to show up and try and make somebody else's. Hey, they know they're not going anywhere, so they want to make sure they got company to watch the playoffs on TV.
Mike, I got to ask you, I got to switch gears here. I got to ask you about Missouri, though. We're hearing reports, you know, Kansas City Star, CBS Sports, reporting that Missouri being approached by the SEC if the Big 12 breaks up to be the 14th member of that conference. What's the reaction right there to St. Louis about Missouri possibly going to the SEC? Because the Big 12 looks
terrific.
Like it's done.
Now I'm going to be biased here because I went to school in the SEC, and I think it's the greatest conference going. I think Missouri not only matches up well, football, they're going to get the hats handed to them on most Saturdays against the big boys. But, you know, they'll compete in basketball. They'll certainly compete in the other sports. Missouri is fairly competitive in the non-revenue-generating sports. But they'll do okay in football. They've got a big enough stadium where they'll have people that will drive up from Alabama. They'll drive over from Tennessee or Kentucky and certainly Arkansas. So they won't have we can take the Western Illinois off the schedule now. You know, which was an embarrassment. There's no way. But Missouri will get the payback this week because they go to Oklahoma where Bob Stoops is 70-2 at home. Make that 71-2 after Saturday.
But
I think it's good. Preferably, I think that everyone thinks that the Big Ten would be a more regional fit.
Sure.
For Missouri. I mean, because of Iowa and obviously Illinois and the games that they played over the years, which have been fun. And, you know, you, if you're going to go to Illinois, you might as well go to Wisconsin. If you're going to go to Wisconsin, you might as well stay north and go to Minnesota. You might as well go over to Ohio State or go up to Michigan. You know, now we'll draw straws on who wants to go to see Penn State because of the distance factor. But it makes more sense regionally. But I got no problem going to see Missouri play at Alabama or Arkansas or Kentucky or Tennessee. None whatsoever.
Mike Clay.
But they got to go. I mean, this Big Ten, now there's a story that Oklahoma says they might stay if they fire the commissioner. Well, it's a little late for that.
Right.
You know, because now everybody's going to be asking for this, you know. We want to play all of our games at home and that kind of foolishness. So, you know, Oklahoma and Texas will go do their thing. I kind of think Texas may end up going independent before this is all said and done. I think they're going to follow whatever Oklahoma does. But, you know, Texas doesn't want to divvy up that TV money, and I don't blame them.
No, not at all. Mike Claiborne, the best thing about the Cardinals staying in this, we get to have you on again.
Yep, I'm stuck with you and vice versa. So we'll have some fun with it. That doesn't mean you're going to come down here this weekend, are you?
You know, I...
Well, you know what? Really, you don't have to come. If Gene and Jeremy want to come, that's fine. We've seen enough of you for one season.
Let's have a good time down
there. Hey, but I'm kind of the good luck charm down there.
You are?
Yeah,
you are. Yeah, all right, come on, Lon.
But, Mike, ever since he's ignored the Cardinals, they've been doing well.
I know.
So I don't think you want him down there.
Really? Yeah. Once he starts saying, hey, Tony, and then all of a sudden we start to spit the bit. Is that how it works?
Things going on.
Out on the field trying to throw out the first pitch, and all of a sudden we get shut out.
Yeah, exactly. We'd lose 12-0, that's for sure.
Yeah, but here's a good thing about it. We can all go over to Mike Shannon's and drown our sorrows together, right?
There's nothing wrong with that. Mike Claiborne, it's always a pleasure. It's always fun to visit with you, and we'll do it again soon. Let's hope the Cardinals can keep railing off the wins here.
I'm looking forward to talk because we haven't even talked a lot in our football. I'm happy to see how things are going for Ron Zook, who I think is a quality guy. I know there's been some tough times up there for him, but he's a quality coach, and you don't see a lot of those guys around. And I think Illinois is very fortunate to have him, and hopefully he can keep this run going.
Awesome. Next time you're on, we'll do exactly that, Mike. Thanks so much,
looking buddy. Looking forward to it, boys. Say hello to your family for me.
Will do. That is
okay. Take care.
Okay, Mike. Mike Claiborne, St. Louis Cardinals and KMOX broadcaster. Great guy, knows his stuff.
7-2.
7-2 is what he's saying.
I'm saying 8-1.
I think that too.
I think 8-1. That way you don't even got to worry about
anything.
This
is kind of neat, isn't it?
Hey, you're in it.
Wow.
Meaningful baseball.
You're right. Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.